Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes. Whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Station.
It's time to wake up.
DJ Infangela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for like news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter, they're on Facebook. They're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Good morning, USA.
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
Back to the work week. Good morning.
What's happening? How y'all feel out there?
Welcome back.
Yes, good to be back.
How was everybody's weekend? I know you were out in LA for the BET Awards, right?
Oh, yes. I was in LA for BET Awards with Lip Service, my podcast. We did 34 interviews.
Oh, nice.
While we were there.
So you were working.
Working. I'm exhausted still. Then, of course, you know, I woke up to Roe versus Wade being overturned, but we'll talk about that in front page news.
All right. I was, this is the first BET Award I missed in like 7 years. It was, we celebrated my kid's birthday party, so, had a lot of fun over the weekend. Sometimes, you know, when you have parties, you get to see family that you haven't seen in a couple of months, especially because of the pandemic and COVID. So, had a great time with the kiddies over the weekend. Relaxing.
Which one of your 17 kids had to be there?
Jackson and London, their birthday is exactly a year and a day apart. So one is
okay.
June 3rd, one is June 5th. So we do like a celebration together. So we called it Fire and Ice. So
y'all late then.
One was fire, one was ice. Yeah, we pushed it back a little bit because we needed family to get there and the school. School just ended. So
gotcha.
We wanted to wait till school ended. So it was pretty dope. We had a lot of kids, had a little dance party, had art. They had a great time. So shout out to the kiddies and everybody that came through. Now, how was Cons?
Cons was cool. My daughter's oldest B-Day is actually today.
I got a
14-year-old in the house now.
Woo!
Oh, mm-hmm. Man. Lord have mercy.
Good times.
She don't want to be next to dad, does she?
Not at all. Not even a little bit.
She wants to go to the mall and be like, dad, stop following me?
She was at a party last night. We don't do the mall. Mall, sorry. You know, blame the world. But the mall doesn't happen.
The mall doesn't happen.
Blame the society that we live in. Okay?
So I was Cans, man.
Cannes was incredible. I was in Cannes for work. I was in Cannes representing the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. And, you know, it's a week of boring stuff to the listeners. You know, it's talking to advertisers all week long.
I seen you shaking your stanky leg, too.
I mean, D-Nice provided the soundtrack one night at a party, so, you know, you had to go check out D-Nice. I mean, it's not a lot of... I think this was the first year that they said it was a lot of black people there.
Not too many during Cannes Festival.
But this year was like the first year, and the only reason I know that because everywhere you went, somebody would be like, oh my God, it's so good to see black people here.
You know what I mean?
So D-Nice had a party one night. So, you know, of course we had to go pull up on D-Nice. Salute to D-Nice. But Cannes is beautiful. I had a great time in France. We have a lot of listeners in France, man. That internet is a mother effer, bro.
Yes, it is.
The internet has really, really flattened the world in a real, real way. So whether it's, you know, The Breakfast Club or The Brilliant Idiots Podcast, or, you know, one of my books, Black Privilege, Shook One, they are really tuned in France.
Absolutely. So, France, salute to France. South Africa, everywhere, which is amazing to me every time I go out there.
A lot of South Africans was in Cannes, too. Mm-hmm. A lot of South Africans, a lot of people from Nigeria. Yeah. It was a very, very great international affair.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
We're talking about Roe versus Wade.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good
morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news.
Where are we starting, Yeezy?
Well, let's start with Roe versus Wade. The Supreme Court has reversed Roe versus Wade and overturned that. And now there have been protests all over the weekend. There's a fourth day of demonstrations that are planned for today in several locations across the United States. At least 10 states so far have effectively banned abortion since that ruling on Friday. And in all, 26 states have laws indicating they could outlaw or also set extreme limits on abortions, according to a research organization which supports the right to choose. Now, here is what Nancy Pelosi had to say on Roe versus Wade getting overturned.
Because of Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, and the Republican Party, their supermajority in the Supreme Court, American women today have less freedom than their mothers. With Roe and their attempt to destroy it, radical Republicans are charging ahead with their crusade to criminalize health freedom. In the Congress, be aware of this, the Republicans are plotting a nationwide abortion ban.
In Arizona, abortion providers started canceling appointments immediately following the ruling on Friday. Now, in some states, governors are taking steps to protect people. So that's people who go across state lines to get an abortion. Mm-hmm. And so they want to make sure people also have access to, you know, they have the pills that you can take as well.
That's what they were saying. A lot of people who probably can't afford to go across state lines, can't afford flights, can't afford to drive, can't afford the gas. Those people they're more concerned about because those are the people they feel might do a basement abortion or do something that will hurt themselves. So I know Disney said that they're going to, pay for some of their employees if need be to go across state lines.
Yeah, I saw a few companies say they're going to do that.
Yeah, I saw yesterday at the BET Awards, I saw people pledging money to also make sure that they support Planned Parenthood also.
Yeah, I saw Lizzo did. Lizzo said she was.
$500,000, which got matched.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So $1 million altogether, courtesy of Lizzo. And that was a hot topic at the BET Awards last night. People talking about protecting the right for women to choose what they want to do with their bodies and how they want to have families.
I mean, this is no shock to anybody that's been paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah, that's why some states have already been enacting laws to make sure they can protect the rights for women also.
I've been giving donkey of the day to states that have been rolling back abortion rights for the last 3-4 years. You know, like this is not a shock to anybody that's been paying attention.
Here's what Joe Biden had to say.
Roe v. Wade was a 7-2 decision written by a justice appointed by a Republican president, Richard Nixon. In the 5 decades that followed Roe v. Wade, justices appointed by Republican presidents from Eisenhower, Nixon, and Reagan, George W. Bush, were among the justices who voted to uphold the principles set forth in Roe v. Wade. It was 3 justices named by 1 president. Donald Trump were the core of today's decision to upend the scales of justice and eliminate a fundamental right for women in this country. Make no mistake, this decision is a culmination of a deliberate effort over decades to upset the balance of our law.
I mean, there's a 6-3 conservative majority in the Supreme Court. So if you think that it's going to stop at abortion, you're out of your mind. Okay? Remember when OG Jim Clyburn was on The Breakfast Club? Maybe two and a half years ago. Mm-hmm. And he said that if things keep trending this way, like, you could have a Supreme Court that if they wanted to, they could bring slavery back. Like, that's why, when, you know, good salute to that good sister Ketanji Brown Jackson. I told y'all, like, you know, that was a historic moment. But it's still math, people. It's a 6-3 conservative majority on the Supreme Court.
Now, Joe Biden does not agree with expanding the court, even though a lot of Democrats have been calling for him to do that, as well as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has been saying that you have to take this action because this is only just the beginning. And here is what AOC had to say.
I myself, when I was about 22 or 23 years old, was raped while I was living here in New York City. I was completely alone. But I had to take a pregnancy test in a public bathroom in Midtown Manhattan. And when I sat there, all I could think was I could at least have the freedom to choose my destiny. I didn't know then that it would come up negative, but it doesn't matter. This is not a women's rights issue. This is an issue for all of us.
Listen, man, I told y'all four things that needed to be done to protect democracy. Expand the Supreme Court, protect voting rights, get rid of the filibuster so you can properly govern, and prosecute everyone behind the attempted coup on January 6th. None of that has happened.
Now, some people are celebrating this ruling, and here is Donald Trump at a rally.
Right from the United States Supreme Court, yesterday the court handed down a victory for the Constitution, a victory for the rule of law, and above all, a victory for life. This breakthrough is the answer to the prayers of millions and millions of people, and these prayers have gone on for decades. For decades and decades they've been praying, and now those prayers have been answered.
Republicans have been playing the long game. They've been plotting on this for decades, just like Trump just said. They got it done. My question is, when are Democrats going to do something? Elections have consequences, right? But what's worse, Republicans being in office and abusing their power, or Democrats being in power and not using their power to protect people from this abuse?
All right. Well, that is front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. Let us know how your weekend was, what your thoughts are, how you're feeling, all that. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Zach from Rockford.
Hey, Zach, get it off your chest, bro.
Oh, man, look, first of all, I want to say good morning to everybody. This is awesome. The thing I want to get off my chest is that I don't understand why, if old people aren't well enough to work in a society as, like, grocery workers or anything, like, after a while you can't work, why are you able to make great decisions for an entire country? How are you stable enough to make decisions that do not benefit you whatsoever and hurt everybody else? But
I can see why you would say that, but I guess what somebody would say is because it's not physical labor. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're on your feet all day, you know?
Yeah, but it's
as long as you still have your cognitive abilities.
Listen,
I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't know if there's any specific number you can put on it, too. Different people.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Brianna from Michigan.
Hey, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Good morning. I am just, like, really baffled and irritated because, like, all right, y'all doing all this crazy stuff, right? Signing all these laws and all this stuff. But yet, y'all not trying to increase no type of minimum wage. Y'all not trying to overturn nothing that Donald Trump did that got our milk supply coming in slower or not at all. Y'all not overturning. Y'all not doing nothing to even help it. That is mind-blowing to me.
Economy all messed up, and they worried about y'all.
And
it's still hard to get baby formula, too, by the way.
Baby formula, tampons. The baby formula, tampons.
All of that. And then, like, can we get these dumb laws under control? Like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
It's not this hard to create a law. Clearly, this stuff can be done overnight. Clearly. Yeah. Can we get some type of someone help? Wakanda, where you at?
Wakanda, where you at? Thank you, mama. Hello, who's this?
Hey, Wakanda.
What's going on, DJ?
Oh, you got to laugh to keep from crying, man.
What's your name?
Miday, how you doing? How you doing?
What up, Miday? Get it off your chest, bro.
Okay, first off, hey, shout out to Rob Mays. He just got engaged to his girl, Alex, over the weekend.
Shout out to him.
And thank you very much. He loves listening to y'all. So can y'all, like, give him a shout out, you know what I'm saying? Give him some advice. Newlywed. Well, not newlywed, but you know.
What's his name?
Newly engaged.
Rob Mays.
Rob Mays. Salute to Rob Mays.
Thank y'all so much. Hey, Charlamagne, glad to see you back. You know what I'm saying? My boy, we love hearing the yo-yo-yos.
Happy to be back, brother.
All right. Y'all have a good morning.
Yes, right, sir.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, man, this your boy, Ross.
Ross, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Well, Saturday was my birthday, so I was that's a good, some positive stuff in the air, you know what I mean?
Happy birthday, brother.
Appreciate it. Appreciate
what you do for your birthday?
Went to a Japanese steakhouse and just chill with my mom.
That little hibachi. Fire, fire, fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Did you have to say fire, fire, fire like that?
When you think of hibachi, that's the best part of it.
You got too many kids, bro.
I do. I definitely have too many kids.
That ain't nothing but a daddy call right there. Fire, fire, fire. And the accent, why, bro?
That's when I go there, that's the I love that part.
Oh, also, Charlamagne, what you say about how people are crazy from Harlem, Florida.
Yes.
I'm from Florida, and I use my crazy a little different. I'm just saying.
What'd you do?
I do stand-up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Listen, people from Florida are naturally funny, bro.
And he said the Bronx in Florida, not Harlem in Florida.
Yes, the Bronx in Florida.
My bad, the Bronx.
All right, brother. Well, have a good one, man.
Appreciate everybody. Thank you.
Question, did he throw the meat in your mouth?
Wow.
Pause, no.
Okay. You didn't have a hibachi experience then, man. Have a good one, brother.
It's not a real hibachi experience unless they put some meat in your mouth, according to Envy.
Is it true? Don't act like nobody up here never got meat thrown in their mouth.
I've never gotten meat thrown
Y'all
in my
lying.
Mouth at the hibachi.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Antoine,
what up? Get it off your chest.
Man, these girls, man, these sad girls, man.
What happened?
That's the problem right there.
Nah, it's just, I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
I don't get how,
Something happened? Something happened to you?
We don't know. He said a whole lot of nothing.
It's just, I don't get how, I don't know how to say
Come here,
it.
Did like, somebody hey, hurt you?
He's hurt. Give him a hug, E.
Nah, they didn't get hurt. It's just...
He got hurt.
I'm trying to put on the act around other people, but it's like when we get around other people, they act like they... I mean, it's like they act like they too good, like they... I don't know how to explain. It's a long story.
Yeah, it sounds like a long story.
Long story short, I just don't get these sad women. Like,
boo-boo, you been hurt?
Did you say the side women?
Sad women, man.
Sad.
Oh, sad. Okay.
Side.
He's saying side, guys.
Wait, so you have a side woman?
Right. I had one.
So I don't understand how you're hurt.
I ain't hurt.
You hurt.
I'm just saying, like how they, I don't know. Like this one little chick I used to mess with, she charged people to mess with her and this and that.
That's a prostitute, sir.
But then, you feel me, she ain't charged me nothing, and I hit her. Overnight, like.
Okay, so I'm confused.
He's in love, he got his heart broken by the side chick.
So you didn't have to pay.
No, I ain't heartbroken. I'm just not under. It's other females too, though.
I'm not understanding why you have a woman and you have all these side chicks.
That he pays for poom poom.
I don't pay for it.
Well, why do you have all these side chicks? Why are you in a relationship?
I ain't in a relationship.
So how are they your side chicks?
You better be careful, boy. You don't know what state you're in.
I'm just speaking on women in general. Like, I had a conversation with a group of females. And
he's hurt.
I'm
it's 6 a.m. and he's
understanding why they put on the act like they goody two-shoes, but you can hit them overnight.
You need to slow down, bro, because I don't know if you can afford all of these kids that you could potentially have with all of these different women, and I don't know what state you're in, okay?
I don't got kids.
Well, so it's okay for you to hit them overnight, but it's not okay for them to hit you overnight.
Nah, I'm just don't get how females put on that act when they can tell the truth then and there.
Why are you lying? You lying to them too, I'm sure. You ain't telling them the truth. You ain't telling them, hey, you know, I just don't got you. I got about 3 or 4 others.
You right.
Man,
you
get
right,
off my phone, right. Man. Hang up on these. Why y'all be talking to these, entertaining these clowns like this? Stop.
He was hurt.
Jesus Christ.
Monday morning at 6 a.m. and he's talking
I hate
about
hypocrisy.
This.
Stop.
Hurt.
Hey, listen, can we salute AOC, though? I want to salute AOC, man. Because AOC is really showing that she's a real leader. Because in a time like this, immediately when Roe v. Wade got overturned, all you heard was all this empty rhetoric and this cliche, go vote, go vote, go vote. And it's insulting because we've done that historically over the years. And when we do vote
and
put them in power, the Democrats in power, they do nothing to defend our rights. So to see AOC step up and explain to the people that the solution Biden and the Dem leaders must offer can't just be one of voting, and she actually outlined things that could be done now since they are in power, it really gave me hope, man. So salute to AOC, showing real leadership at a time when people need it.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way.
Man, the BET Awards were on last night, and it was a long program.
It was.
But we'll give you some of the highlights and some of the winners.
Longer than the Bishop T.D. Jakes church service.
Well, yes, it was. All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summertime, when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family. Or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet, and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club. So listen up.
All right. Well, the BET Awards were last night. It was live from L.A. at the Microsoft Theater, hosted by Taraji P. Henson.
And it looked every bit alive, too, boy. Mm-hmm. Every mistake and every mishap that could happen, happened.
Right. There's a lot of activity out there, though. You know, I was there for the weekend. I came home before the awards to be here this morning. But some of the winners include Best Female R&B Pop Artist, Jasmine Sullivan. Here she is receiving her award.
As always, I do this for the women, for my sisters especially. It's a hard time right now for us, and I want to speak directly to the men. We need y'all. We need y'all to stand up for us, stand up with us. If you've ever benefited from a woman making one of the toughest decisions of her life, which is to terminate a pregnancy, you need to be standing with us. This is not just a woman's issue. This is everybody's issue. And we need your support more than ever. Okay, fellas? Y'all got us? Because we got y'all. Y'all got us? All right. Thank you so much.
Two things. Number one, stop calling Jasmine Sullivan a pop artist. I hate when y'all do that. She is a queen of R&B. Dropping the clues bombs with Jasmine Sullivan. And number two, I know it sounded like a weird choice of words, but there's a lot of you men who have benefited from a woman having an abortion. Especially you married men who got your side chicks pregnant.
All right. In addition
to
that,
wife to find out, did you?
Jack Harlow performed, and he brought Lil Wayne out, and then he brought out Brandy. If you guys recall, there was a little back and forth between Jack Harlow and Brandy, and that was a surprise.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is world famous, one of the greatest. Living legend, did I mention my resume?
She killed it too.
Built tougher than my brother's Ray J glasses.
They did a little Brandy dance at the end too. That was dope.
Drop on the clues bombs with Brandy, man. And I feel like we said here on the Breakfast Club that they need to do some type of collaboration. And just to piss people off, I like to call Jack Harlow Black Harlow after moments like that.
All right, now Latto, it was a really touching moment and very well deserved because she's been working hard for a long time. But she won for Best New Artist.
Oh my God! I said I wasn't gonna cry. It's giving Boss Bitch. Thank you, God. Thank you, Mom. I know you watching. Hey, Mom. Oh, thank you to my team. Oh my God! It's giving pro-choice. It's never giving a man police in my body. Hey, baby. I know you watching too. Thank you for everything you do for me. I said I wasn't gonna cry, y'all. I'm so grateful. If you know me and my story, it's been a long time coming. I'm so appreciative. My first award, and it's my first award by Black Entertainment Television, period.
I feel like they got that one right. Mm-hmm. Salute to Latto. Dropping the clues bombs for Latto.
And that was a tough category. She was against Baby Keem, Benny the Butcher, Money Long, Thames, and Young Blue. So, mm-hmm. All right. Now, Latto also had an amazing performance, and she surprised everyone and brought out Mariah.
That was dope. They set
that
up
was
dope.
So dope. And she gave it her flowers, mm-hmm. afterward.
But wasn't Mariah supposed to be on the official remix?
She is.
She is on the official remix.
Yeah, that's why she brought her out.
Yeah, so on the song, she goes, something I text up Mariah, and then it stopped, and then uh-huh. Mariah comes out and everything.
Oh, no, I'm saying that was the first time we heard it.
No, it's been playing. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
it's been
okay.
For a while. Mm-hmm. Now, Diddy also, as you know, got the Lifetime Achievement Award, and he shouted out a lot of people that were supportive of him. One person he shouted out was Cassie.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. I was in a dark place. I got to give a special thank you to the people that was really like there for me. Bishop T.D. Jakes, my chief of staff, Christina Corum, KK, Laurieann Gibson, Keeping Me Free. Yeah, also Cassie, for holding me down in the dark times. Love.
In addition, he also paid tribute to Kim Porter.
I just miss Kim, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I know we all go through grief and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, stay connected to God and he'll bring you out. This is not, we don't control this. But I miss Kim so much, and I just want to say thank you to Kim.
He also donated a couple $1 million.
I want to donate $1 million to Howard University. And also I'm going to drop another $1 million on Deion Sanders and Jackson State, because we should play for us.
That's honorable.
That's so dope.
I do think about the levels of grief that Diddy has experienced throughout his life. Him and Bobby Brown, if you ever read Bobby Brown's book and you see all the grief that they experienced, that's why it was ironic that he even shouted out Bobby Brown and said Bobby Brown was such an inspiration to him. But mm-hmm. It's just like when he was just naming Heavy D and Andre Harrell and Kim Porter and Biggie. It's just like, Jesus Christ, Black Rob.
Now, Kanye got up there and also paid tribute to Diddy.
To see Puff in real life. At the Missing You video, I just need to meet this man. This is my favorite artist. You see what I'm saying? Favorite artist. Everything. You know, back then it was so many rules to hip hop, and he broke all of them and broke down all the doors and understood contracts in a way a lot of us still don't. I go to him for advice to this day. He inspired so many of my choices, so many of my life choices, my wife choices. And here we are. Thanks for that, Puff.
All right. And after all of that, you know, there were still performances. Giveon is one of the people that had to perform. And by the way, he tweeted out that BT sabotaged his mic afterward. I guess he wasn't happy with what he sounded like. He said, not at BT sabotaging my mic at Lil Nas X. I get it.
It wouldn't have been so bad if it wasn't for the setup. I mean, Taraji P. Henson was talking about, you know, somebody being a voice of a generation. Luther. And she shouted out Luther Vandross and Barry White. I didn't know who they were about to bring on stage.
Well, here it is.
God bless him, man. I'm sending him healing energy, sending Giveon healing energy this morning. One person I haven't heard you mention, Angela Yee, and it's just bothering me, is Young Miami. Dropping a clue bump.
Oh, Young Miami. Miami was there with Miami. Poppy.
I want you to know, Young Miami, I respect your sign-making abilities, okay? And I see you. All right, Charlamagne and Tupac care if don't nobody else care. All right, okay.
Well, shout out to Young Miami. She tweeted out too. She's shouting out her poppy. Diddy, and
I respect it. Mm-hmm. And Diddy owed you a shout out on that stage because that was an amazing sign. Mm-hmm. All right, Puff Poppy. All right.
My goodness.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report.
Well, you know what, Giveon, you know, they changed this mic. But, you know, a lot of times during those performances, certain mics have certain effects connected to it. So I'm sure the effect wasn't on. That's why they had to change the mic.
But you shouldn't need an effect if you're the voice of a generation.
Well, some, you know, like sometimes they
have. You shouldn't need an effect if you're the voice of a generation. So that's what I'm saying. The setup was bad because they set him up to be the voice of a generation. I did not know who Taraji P. Henson was about to bring on stage. I'm not even lying with the way she was setting it up. So when the brother Giveon came on stage, I was like, oh, I've never heard Giveon live. So now you done set the bar with Luther and Barry right. White. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Have you seen him before that? Did you know what Giveon looked like?
No.
Me neither.
I have. You guys have never seen Giveon?
No. But salute to Giveon. But I also never heard the Lotto Mariah Carey remix. So
yeah, that's what
I was like, wow.
I felt like that was
a big deal. We even like up here talked about
hey,
it.
Man, it's a lot of content out nowadays. People gravitate to what they gravitate towards and they consume what they consume. It's impossible to consume everything. I can't do it. I'll be 44 in 2 days.
Go, Poppy.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, front page news next. What are we talking about?
Of course, we are going to be continuing to talk about the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe versus Wade and what many states are doing to protect access while others are banning abortions.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
A great night's sleep starts at Mattress Firm this summer. Right now, Mattress Firm is giving you a chance to win your dream bedroom suite, valued up to $2,500, plus $1,000 cash. To enter and view official rules, visit BreakfastClubOnline.com.
WWPRFM HD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
Let me put a little bit of the Breakfast Club up in your lifestyle.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where are we starting, Yeezy?
All right, well, let's start with these protests, and there's more protests planned for today and demonstrations for today in several locations across the United States after the loss of a nearly 50-year-old legal protection, that is Roe versus Wade. At least 10 states have effectively banned abortion since that ruling on Friday, and in all, there are 26 states that have laws indicating they could either outlaw or set extreme limits on abortions. And so here is what Nancy Pelosi has to say.
Because of Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, and the Republican Party, their supermajority in the Supreme Court, American women today have less freedom than their mothers. With Roe and their attempt to destroy it, radical Republicans are charging ahead with their crusade to criminalize health freedom. In the Congress, be aware of this, the Republicans are plotting a nationwide abortion ban.
So now what some people are trying to do to protect access is certain things like making sure that you can actually get the drugs that are used to induce abortion that have been approved by the FDA for use in the first 10 weeks of pregnancy, making sure that that is more accessible. But some states like Louisiana have adopted legislation to make it illegal for doctors to actually mail those medications. Mm. And so some states are also trying to make sure that they protect women who are traveling outside of their state to receive any type of care in other states. They are protecting non-California residents seeking reproductive health care in that state, and also providing similar protections in places like Minnesota. So abortion has been banned without exception except for the health of the mother, and in some states without exceptions for rape, and in some states without exceptions for incest. So imagine if you get raped, or if your health is at risk, or if it's incest, abortion is still banned in some of those states. And for a lot of women, the cost of having to travel and leave their state and get a hotel overnight and figure out how to have access, it's going to be really difficult.
Absolutely.
Some people can just say, okay, let me get on a flight, go here, get a hotel room for a couple of nights, while other women are going to have to struggle and figure out what they can do in order to make their own decisions about their bodies. All right, now here is what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had to say about Roe versus Wade and what needs to happen.
I myself, when I was about 22 or 23 years old, was raped while I was living here in New York City. I was completely alone. That I had to take a pregnancy test in a public bathroom in Midtown Manhattan. And when I sat there, all I could think was I could at least have the freedom to choose my destiny. I didn't know then that it would come up negative, but it doesn't matter. This is not a women's rights issue. This is an issue for all of us.
Now, AOC also tweeted out, the president and Dem leaders can no longer get away with familiar tactics of committees and studies to avoid tackling our crises head on anymore. And then she listed restrained judicial review, open clinics on federal lands, court expansion, expand federal access awareness of pill abortions, et cetera, as some possible solutions.
Man, drop on the clues bombs for AOC, because AOC is really showing that she's a real leader, and she really made me feel sane this weekend, because immediately when Roe v. Wade got overturned, that's all you heard was the empty rhetoric, the cliche, go vote, go vote, go vote. And it's insulting, because we've done that historically over the years. And
record numbers, they say, right?
That's right. And we go vote, and we put these Democrats in power, and they do nothing to defend our rights. They saw all of this coming. So to see AOC say that, you know, here's an actual plan for what Democrats can do beyond give me $5 and go vote, that gave me a lot of hope. So and salute to AOC.
Conservative Justice Clarence Thomas also wrote on Friday that he feels like the Supreme Court must revisit and overrule past landmark decisions that legalize the right to obtain contraception, the right to same-sex intimacy, and the right to same-sex marriage.
Yes, and yo, believe it or not, Clarence Thomas wants to make sodomy illegal. That was another thing that he said. What the hell does Clarence Thomas got against anal sex?
Well,
you read that. You better read that fine print, all you people that like anal sex.
That is your front page news.
It's getting real out here. You think I'm making this up, but I'm not.
Yeah, definitely.
Just,
like,
just read the fine print. Look at the other things that Clarence Thomas wants to get rid of. It's like you just said, contraceptives, same-sex marriage, and it's...
And anal.
It was a ruling in Texas about sodomy.
Goodness like, gracious.
He wants to be, for whatever reason, he wants to make sodomy a crime.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Where you want to go from here? Why are you looking at me, man? You've been gone for a week, and now you just... Where you want to go from here?
I don't understand why you would ask me that after what I was just talking about, but whatever.
Let's
why don't you just
up,
open up the phone lines. See how the people
feel.
All right.
800-585-1051. A lot going on over the weekend. Of course, they overturned Roe versus Wade. What is your thoughts?
I do like what Jasmine Sullivan said at the BET Awards, though, because, you know, this is not just a woman issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, she used a phrasing of words. She said men... if you've ever benefited from an abortion, you know, you should be standing with women. And whether y'all realize it or not, yes, some of you guys have benefited from abortion.
Okay. Well, let's open up the phone lines. Let's discuss. Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design?
All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about, of course, Friday. They overturned Roe versus Wade. And we're taking your calls.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot more to say about this during Donkey of the Day. But, you know, I just found it interesting what Jasmine Sullivan said last night, you know, in regards to, you know, men standing with women on this issue, because, you know, this is not just a woman issue. Like she said last night, you know, there are a lot of men who have benefited, you know, from abortions. I know that sounds crazy until you think about it. You think about the fact that, hey, what if you was married? You know, what if you was creeping around with a woman that you, you know, shouldn't have been creeping around with, and she got pregnant and she had an abortion? That is definitely a benefit, sir. You know, so I just found it interesting what she said, and I just want to open the phone and see what people are feeling out there. That's all.
And I know a lot of people making these decisions have also have dealt with somebody who had an abortion, or there's women who are on that side who also have had abortions as well. So the fact is that people should have a right to choose. Women should have a right to choose what they want to do with their body and what type of family planning they want to have.
Yeah, I agree. I think women should have the right to choose. I don't think anybody should be able to tell a woman when she can or when she can't, how she can, how she can't. And the fact that it seems so stupid that, you know, it's like, okay, I can in Florida, but if I drive over to the next state, I can. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
We don't know that now. We don't know that yet either. I mean, right now, I think they're saying it's like 26 states that are probably going to put in some type of abortion ban. You can go to another state if you got the money.
If you have the money. New York, New Jersey, California, and a couple others. But like you said, there's a lot of people that don't have the money. Like a lot of people that can't afford a flight or can't afford the gas to drive or a hotel to stay the night. So what happens? So
it's already a tough enough decision that a woman has to make. So now imagine they make it even more difficult for you. All this is going to do is make it a lot more dangerous, because it's not going to prevent a woman from doing what she needs to do.
Basement abortions. It'll be
and that's been proven from history of what's happened in the past.
And I want us to have a bird's eye view of this whole situation, because if you can sit around and say, "Oh, I don't care about abortion," it's going to be bigger than abortion. We're talking about a Supreme Court that has a 6-3 conservative majority. The rights that they're about to roll back are really going to take us back to a time in this country that I don't think a lot of us want to go back to.
Hello, who's this?
This is Shanika calling from Miami. I agree with the overturn. I know it's a lot of different situations when it comes to abortion. I was 15, and it was by rape of incest of a family member. My mom, I didn't even know what being pregnant was, but I remember just her taking me to the clinic. I'm waking up, going to sleep, waking up, and that was it. She never asked me what happened, how it happened, who it happened. So that traumatized me for years of my life. And in 91, I had another choice, and I made the choice to choose life. And right now, I mentor women that have used abortions as contraceptives, and I'm totally against it. And now I'm freeing them now to choose life, because no matter how or what happened, that baby, we deserve to live. That's why we have a voice. If our parents chose to abort us, we wouldn't be speaking here today. So I thank God for my mom's choice, and when you know better, you do better.
I'm sorry that happened to you, but I'm still pro-choice.
I am. I mean, the key word is choice.
Yeah, that's the key word, pro-choice.
Yeah, you know what? We all have those choices.
That's right.
Thank you for calling, and I'm sorry again. Thank you for sharing your story.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say that, like, reading over the weekend, because I've been, you know, you do a deep dive when something like this happens, and you would see so many people that are on different sides. Like, you see a lot of women saying that, you know, they believe that when the heartbeat, when the baby gets a heartbeat, that baby has a life, and nobody should be able to kill that baby. You also hear that a lot of people say that, hey, you know, I was raped and I don't want this baby. A family member raped me and this, that, and the other. So it's both sides. But
yeah, I'm pro-choice. The interesting thing about abortion, I never think about abortions until you hear those extreme cases. The only two times I've ever thought about abortions was when you hear stories about, you know, somebody getting raped and being impregnated. Or at one point it was like, you could, I forget which state it was. It might have been Alabama or somewhere. You could get an abortion up to like 3 months. That was wild. You know what I mean? Like that's, that was wild to me. But other than that, I'm like, I'm pro-choice. Like that's that person's body, and that person has to make that decision. What do I care?
800-585-1051. Let's talk about it. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know when that I'm in.
Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about Roe versus Wade. Of course, it was overturned Friday. We're taking your calls. If you watched the BET Awards, everybody was talking about it last night. And as I was deep diving over the weekend, because I was talking to my oldest kids about it, you realize that a lot of people have different reasoning for why. You know, some people feel like people use abortions as contraceptives. Some people feel like once the baby has a heartbeat, that's actually killing a baby. And some people feel like, no, I want my own choice. What happens if I get raped? What happens if, you know, it's incest? Whatever it may be, I want the right to be able to choose for myself.
Right, so everything should be pro-choice. Whenever you take away whenever you take a person's right to choose away, that's criminal. Whenever you take away a person's power or choice, it's criminal. Everybody should have the right to choose whatever it is they want to do.
With their own body.
Yeah. I mean, just in life, period. Like, life is just all about choices. Like, I'm not going to take away somebody's choice. Like, that's, to me, that's just a crime. That's criminal.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Sean C.
Hey, Sean C. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Talk to us.
Yeah, so I just want to encourage people to get out and vote. I think that you look back at 2008 when President Obama had the supermajority. After about 2010, the Senate was Republican controlled, so his hands were tied. What he could do?
Hold on, brother. Can I hold on, brother? Can I say something to you real quick? You say that, but you skipped over the fact that Barack Obama had the supermajority for 4 months. And you skip over the fact that Barack Obama told Planned Parenthood that that was going to be one of the first things he did when he got in office was codify Roe versus Wade. But when he got in office, he said it wasn't one of his highest priorities of legislation. So I respect the fact that, you know, yes, elections do have consequences. But what's worse, when you put people in office like Republicans who abuse power, or Democrats in office that have power and don't use it to protect people from that abuse?
No, I get what you're saying. And I think that President Obama made the conscious decision to go for the Affordable Care Act. And that's what he put a lot of his political capital behind, and not actually codifying Roe versus Wade. I don't think that they actually thought that it was going to get repealed.
And that's the problem.
Right. It is.
They keep sleeping on these. They keep sleeping on these Republicans. They keep sleeping on these blatant white supremacists who want to roll back our rights. It's wild to me.
It is wild, and I think that now, you know, people's eyes have been opened, and they should see. And so hopefully they make changes going in the future, like AOC was saying, but we'll see.
All right.
Yeah, salute to AOC, man. What AOC said is so true. Democrats have to offer more than just, hey, give me $5 and go vote.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Glenn.
Glenn, what's your thoughts, Glenn?
I'm hearing from too many men on this topic.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, man, it's only men talking about women's body. But go ahead, brother.
Well, my thoughts on it is it sucks. Mm-hmm. Because you're taking away the rights of women. Now, I don't believe in abortion, but I also don't believe that a woman should put her life in jeopardy or something like that because of nine people who get to vote on whatever they want to do.
Why don't you believe in abortion?
Well, because I believe every child should have a chance.
Okay, so you personally don't believe in it, but you believe that women should have the right to choose.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
You know, because I look at it like this. If a woman's health is in jeopardy, then she has to do what she has to do. If it's rape or incest, I don't want that woman to have to deal with that.
Yeah, that's real.
All right, brother. Well, thank you so
that
much.
That should be common sense for some people. I don't understand why people would be like, well, you got raped, or you know, you slept with a family member, and you had to be like, why would you want that person to bring that type of trauma into the world? Like, well, are we talking about these kids, but you know what kind of trauma that kid's going to have for the rest of his life? Like,
I agree.
Eh.
All right, well, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, man, go to Alexander AOC's page. By the way, I don't even know what we can do in this situation, because even when we say go vote, it's like we don't vote for the Supreme Court, y'all. You know what I mean? I don't know what us regular everyday people can do other than, you know, raise holy hell in these streets. I mean, you know, President Biden said he's not willing to expand the Supreme Court. You know, Joe Manchin's not willing to vote to get rid of the filibuster so they can, you know, codify Roe versus Wade. So I don't know what to do. I'm going to be honest with you. All I got is thoughts and prayers. And I hate just having thoughts and prayers.
All right, well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, and let's talk about the last verses that happened. There's been a lot of after effects, okay? And we'll tell you what some of those things are as we're watching everyone go back and forth on social media.
Yeah, people were attacking me and you, Yee.
For what?
Because we didn't know more than 10 Mario songs. I said, I didn't know more than 10 Mario songs.
Oh, you know what's crazy? But that's because we're older. And I thought Mario was our era, but he's not. And every single person, when they announced this verses, I'm not lying, every single homegirl I got under the age of 26 was like, Mario's going to wash Mario. And I was like, for real?
I said the same thing.
I didn't know.
I said, you know, Omarion with the dancing with B2K.
The B2K, that's what I know.
I said the same thing.
But clearly, just because you're the most popular don't mean that.
When Tank and Jay Valentine were here, they said, whoever can, Mario can sing, Omarion can dance. And if it comes down to singing, he was like, Mario is going to win.
But I didn't know more than 10 Mario songs, but he had some records that everybody knew.
I named
like five off the top of my head, but I was like, I got to go look it up.
All right, well, we'll talk about it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning. What's happening?
Hopefully you guys had a great weekend, back to the work week.
I did, man. Good to be back, man. Salute to everybody that I ran into in Cannes. Is it Cannes? Cannes?
I don't
Cannes?
Know. Some people say Cannes. Some people say
Cannes. Cannes, France. I was there for work, you know, representing the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Me and my good sister Dolly Bishop. Drop on the clues bombs for Dolly Bishop.
What was it? Was it the film festival? Or what was
nah,
it
Nah, it wasn't the film festival. It's Cannes Lions. So it's basically for advertisers, you know? So it's like we spoke to a lot of different advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know why they should be, you know, advertising with us, basically, you know? So it was a great learning experience.
Well, how was the experience in France? How was the food? How was the people?
France is fly.
Mm-hmm.
France is very fly. It feels like you're on a movie set. It doesn't even feel real.
Really?
Especially with everything going on, you know, here in America. Mm-hmm. So to see all of this, like, wealth, like that European wealth is different. I mean, I've been to, you know, Europe before, but that wealth over there was just different. There wasn't no stars in the sky. That's when I felt like I was in a simulation.
What you mean?
That's when I felt like I was actually in a dome. And the time difference was so crazy. So it was like a 6-hour time difference. I didn't feel like I was on this planet. I felt like I was in a different dimension.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was no stars in the sky. France might not be real, bro. Cannes might be. Cannes really might be where the dome is. You know how people say there's a dome that covers certain parts of the. There might be a dome over Cannes, bro.
Oh, my
Cannes
goodness.
Might not be real. It really did feel like a movie set. I'm not going to lie. The food didn't feel real. The sleep didn't feel real. Am I here?
No.
Am I here right now?
No, you're not here.
Oh, okay.
Let me touch you, see if you're here.
Ooh, but I had a ball.
Play too much. See? All right, when we come back, they got the rumors. We got to talk about versus
like
don't move.
Yo. Why would you touch? Why did I give you consent to touch me in that way?
You kinky. It's The Breakfast
you
Club.
You really missed me.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, last week's verses between Omarion and Mario, there's a lot of after effects from what happened. You know, Bobby Valentino and Pleasure P and Sammy were also part of that pre-show.
Mm-hmm.
And things went left. Now, Ray J, his singing went viral when he was doing One Wish while he was holding his baby. Here is that just as a refresher.
Wish to have a million bucks.
Let's go.
Well, I wish I don't be in love. So
let's go, Ray.
Pretty baby.
Let's go, Ray.
I make one wish and I wish it all on you. Oh,
let's go,
oh,
Ray Chisel.
Oh, oh, oh. Making love to the break of dawn. Me and you to the baby's foot.
my baby's what?
To my baby's born.
To my baby's born.
To my baby's born.
To my baby's born. To my baby's born. To my baby's born.
I'm gonna clues bombs from Ray J. I don't know that's born. Appropriate after what just happened with Roe v. Wade, but salute to him.
All right. Well, he also didn't appreciate when Sammy, yes, when they all tried to do it's One funny, Wish together man. In
he got
harmony.
Jumped. Yeah, I never seen an R&B dude get jumped like that. He got jumped.
Here was this part.
One wish, one wish, one wish.
Get him off you, Ray.
One wish, one wish, one wish.
Ray, get him off you.
Singing the songs, get in singing the harmonies. I start again, a cappella to try to serenade Princess. And y'all go, one wish again. Like, damn. Like, just let me get one off.
The ungratefulness. Why the people that you so that, ungrateful?
And that was Ray J's one God, wish.
Damn. All y'all been talking about is one wish. One wish. Right. One wish. One, all through the promo,
let
everything.
Him get his song
y'all can't
off.
Get enough of one wish.
God. Let Ray J get his wish, song.
Yeah, damn. All y'all mad because y'all don't own y'all hits.
Ray J should have said, wait a minute, and then he should have dropped the record.
Well, Brandy responded to all of this.
Brandy should have came and helped the little brother.
On social media, and I guess he was deleting her comments. But she said, since we're deleting comments, I will comment again. Bro, Pops told me that you didn't drink none of the tea I made for you. He also told me that you were talking all day when I specifically said no talking and only drink water and the special tea I made for you at 4 in the freaking morning. Caught. If I had one wish, you would listen to your big sis sometimes and especially for verses. But I'm hot as fire. Lord have mercy. When I get off of vocal rest, we are going to have a serious conversation and I'm going to screenshot this comment in case you try and delete it again and I will post again.
Drop on the clues bombs with Brandy. When I'm telling you, when I saw them jumping on Ray J, that's all I thought is, where is Big Sister when you need her?
He said, yo, I was going to bring Brandy, but they told me nah. He said, they told me don't bring Big Sis. I was going to bring Big Sis.
All right, now, there was also some beef between B2K's members over the weekend, and Omarion was upset with J-Boog, Razzby, and Lil Fizz. He actually called them his background dancers. He said, y'all are hilarious. I'm enjoying the creativity. If you're lucky enough to be in this business for 22 years, you understand that at some point you will experience malfunctions. It comes to being an artist and making yourself vulnerable to the world. But to my three background dancers, I'm not surprised because this is how y'all always been, even while in the group praying for my downfall. Well, keep praying because I'm overbooked and busy. Meanwhile, y'all got to get a job other than hating on, oh, I heard UPS is hiring. Now, here was Omarion singing during verses.
Hey, hey, come on. Me and all you know what it is. Hey,
big five star suite. Sun goes down, watch it turn into a freak. 100 bad bitches, all I see is yo.
Well, after he posted, Omarion made that post. J-Boog then went ahead and wrote a very lengthy letter. I did read the whole thing. But he goes on to say that Chris Brown took your career and Bow Wow just took your tour. Fame is a hell of a drug. I don't know when we were together as a group, you wanted to be the most famous, a.k.a. the most favorite, but that wasn't the case. Fizz and Boog were the favorites, and you couldn't understand that because you sung all the leads by old school group design. But the guy who only talked on the track and in interviews, me, and the other guys who rapped on our singles, Fizz, were getting more love than you. So
I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of confused. I was confused.
He also says that Omarion broke up the group over a girl. What were you confused about?
So Omarion was mad that they were going back and forth with him, but he wasn't married when the guy from the group was dating his baby mothers.
I mean, that was way after, you know. But I guess they're saying the group broke up because Omarion wanted to be the star and, you know, he couldn't take when other people got attention and so on and so forth. So
I just want to say to Mario, I apologize. I didn't know 10 songs, but obviously everybody else did.
I told you, as soon as they announced this versus, every homegirl I got that's probably under the age of 30 literally said Mario was going to watch Omarion. I didn't think so because I just know Omarion. I mean, I know Mario's talented, but I just know more Omarion records than the B2K and everything else. But every young woman around me that I knew under 30 said Mario was going to take
it. Well, Mario posted a picture of a coffin and said, yeah, room for three. Ha, ha, ha. R&B ain't dead at Omarion, but you and your friends rest well tonight.
Damn it, man.
Who's Omarion friends?
He's talking about B2K.
Well, clearly they're not friends.
Nope.
I just need things to be accurate. Okay.
Anyway, things went a little crazy, so I don't know. Hopefully everybody resolves their issues because it's like ain't none of them getting along right now.
Nope.
That was not like a friendly battle at all. Well, that is your Rumor Report.
It was entertaining,
who
though.
Who would have thought it would end up like that?
It was entertaining.
Yeah, but I did not anticipate all of this drama.
I think that was a very good lineup and versus Drop on a Clue Bunch of Verses.
It was long.
Well, clearly they got what they wanted. Night. Ray J versus Sammy versus who else came out? Bobby Valentino, Tank.
I was confused with that too. How many songs did they do each? I was confused. It was just long.
I don't know.
It was just long. They just kept going. They just kept going. Yo, you miss me, yo. Just say you miss me. Just say it.
I don't know what you're
all right, guys, that is your rumor report.
I just don't know why you did touch us.
You missed
did you
me.
See that, Yee?
I don't know.
This guy was like, he just kept going. He was like, he did like this. He goes, it's long. Like, he just kept doing his hands longer and longer.
I'm just paying my parking meter.
Like, wow.
Find my
this guy is wild.
Can y'all just say he missed me? You could just tell. Who are you giving your donkey to, man?
The five judges on the Supreme Court who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. You know, I saw Janelle Monae say F the Supreme Court yesterday. That's not fair because, you know, it wasn't a unanimous decision, but we'll talk about it for after that.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
A great night's sleep starts at Mattress Firm this summer. Right now, Mattress Firm is giving you a chance to win your dream bedroom suite, valued up to $2,500, plus $1,000 cash. To enter and view official rules, visit breakfastclubonline.com.
WWPR-FM HD1 New York.
An iHeartRadio station.
Let me put a little bit of The Breakfast Club up in your lifestyle.
DJ Envy.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Charlamagne the God.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
The latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Mm. All right, Charlamagne, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Oh, I'm going to be all over the place with this one, man, because I have so many thoughts. Let me moisturize. Let's put some Vaseline on my lips. I'm putting some moisturization on my elbows and hands. Don't get excited, Envy. Donkey of the day for Monday, June 27th goes to the five Supreme Court judges: Amy Coney Barrett, Samuel A. Alito Jr., Brett Kavanaugh, Neil M. Gorsuch, and Clarence Thomas. Okay, those five judges voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade is what provided constitutional protections for abortion, and now that's been overturned. Not a surprise to anyone that's been paying attention. I mean, ever since we saw former President Donald Trump put three Supreme Court judges on the bench, we knew things like this would happen, which is why folks have been calling for now President Joe Biden to expand the Supreme Court. But since when do Democrats do anything that actually makes sense? Okay, I've been telling y'all since President Biden has been in the White House, four things that need to be done to protect democracy. Number one, you have to protect voting rights. Okay, John Lewis Voting Rights Act or the Freedom to Vote Act, that has to pass. Number two, you have to get rid of the filibuster so you can properly govern. All right. Number three, you have to prosecute everyone who was behind the attempted coup of this country on January 6th, from the former president to members of Congress. You have to make an example out of everyone who was behind this so folks know not to ever try it in this country ever again. Set a precedent. And last but certainly not least, you have to expand the Supreme Court. Okay, what we witnessed on Friday is the cowardice of the Democratic Party catching up to them, all right? They know what Republicans have been planning for decades. Republicans have never hidden their agenda. They have shown and told us what play they are going to run, and for some reason, Democrats never craft a defense to stop it, all right? I mean, we didn't just get here yesterday, people. Yes, it's easy to point the finger at Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, and say, yeah, they put three judges on the Supreme Court. That's true. But I feel like the cowardice and inaction from Democrats caused a lot of this. I have a million questions that people smarter than me can answer. Okay, why didn't President Obama codify Roe v. Wade like he said he would when he was on the campaign trail? Okay, in fact, in 2007, he promised Planned Parenthood that the first thing he would do as president would be to sign the Freedom of Choice Act, which effectively codifies Roe v. Wade. But when he got in office, he said, the bill is not my highest legislative priority. Now, he did have a supermajority for exactly 4 months. Okay, on paper, he had the votes. But just like now, you have what they call Blue Dog Democrats, which is basically Democrats in name only. They have conservative voting records. But this is what bothers me about Democrats always. Y'all know these people better than we do. So why do you volunteer lies about what you're going to do if you know you can't get it done? Okay. And then us, the American people, are just looking at y'all like, why didn't you do it? Okay. Because in the words of the hood whisperer, Teslin Figaro, why y'all volunteered a lie? Okay. We ain't asking y'all to tell us these things. I got more questions. Why didn't RBG step down so President Obama could appoint a judge? Huh? Why didn't they push back on Mitch McConnell when he blocked Obama's 2016 Supreme Court judge pick? Huh? 8 months before the election. There is nothing in the Constitution that prevents a Supreme Court vacancy from being filled, regardless of how close to an election it opens up. You know how we know that? Because Mitch McConnell blocked Obama from doing it in 2016, but let Trump do it in 2020. And Dems in 2016 just took it, like they always do. All that when they go low, we go high nonsense. No, when they go low, y'all do nothing. Okay, all Dems give out is thoughts and prayers, all right, singing in front of the Capitol building. And if you ask me, Leonard McKelvey, Charlamagne the God, Democrats' cowardice has put us in this position, their lack of inaction, which is why it's insulting when they tell us just vote. We have. How about y'all just govern? Govern with urgency, the way y'all always want us to vote with urgency. Stop giving us excuses. Y'all are in power now. We have a Democratic administration in the White House and what is supposed to be a slight majority in the House, but you can't ever get President Joe Manchin to be on the same page as y'all. It's frustrating because when they have a supermajority and total control like President Obama had for about 4 months, some say 2 years, but it was more like 4 months, but when they had it, okay, they say they can't get the votes, all right? Well, give us someone to blame, damn it. All right, we already know Republicans are to blame, but when it's Dems like Manchin and Sinema or whoever, call them out. Because when you don't, you too look complicit. All right? And as far as I'm concerned, Democrats are accomplices in the Republicans' BS simply because they're not doing enough to stop it. But I need us to have a bird's eye view of what we're facing. It's bigger than abortion. Okay, we're dealing with a party of white supremacists. Simple and plain. The GOP are full of white supremacists. There's no way around it. No need to sugarcoat it. You got Republican Mary Miller of Illinois thanking Trump for this victory for white life.
Trump, on behalf of all the MAGA patriots in America, I want to thank you for the historic victory for white life in the Supreme Court yesterday.
Look, I told y'all 3 years ago that these abortion bans and immigrant bans were all about self-preservation of the white race. Okay, I don't feel like explaining. I posted the old clip of me talking about it 3 years ago on my Instagram, at C2God, C-T-H-A-G-O-D. Go to my page, watch it. But in the meantime, go grab a book called The Birth Dearth by Ben Wattenberg. But you have Mary Miller thanking Trump for a victory for white life. Senator John Cornyn tweeted out that we should roll back the Brown versus Board of Education ruling. Listen, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. I tell y'all this all the time. I am not the strongest Avenger, but it sounds like he wants us to return to segregated schools. So what I'm telling y'all is this. This is bigger than Nino Brown. This is a government, people in power who are white supremacists who want to take us back to a time before civil rights. And I, for one, don't know what to do. I really don't even know now, you know. Of course, I'm giving those five judges donkey for obvious reasons, but the reality is, the Republicans are the smart ones. They played the long game. They made the most of being in power, you know, and they got done what they wanted to get done. When they are in power, they make the most of it. Meanwhile, when Democrats are in power, they don't make the same type of radical, bold moves at all. Not even to protect us from the things that the Republicans are going to do. All right. Democrats are the donkeys, which is why donkeys are their mascot. All right. But let me talk some solutions, because I could go on and on with the problems. And at this point, this is all we can focus on is solutions. All right. I don't have any solutions. All right. Other than the solutions that could really change things, like expanding the Supreme Court and getting rid of the filibuster so you can legislate. We know that's not going to happen. So I have to salute AOC. Drop on the clues bombs for AOC. AOC is really showing that she's a real leader, and she made me feel sane this weekend, because immediately when Roe v. Wade got overturned, all you heard was all this empty cliche rhetoric. Go vote, go vote, go vote. This is why elections matter. And as I said before, it's insulting, because we've done that historically over the years. And when we do vote and get y'all in power, Democrats do nothing to defend our rights. Yes, elections have consequences, but what's the worst consequence? Having Republicans in office that are abusing their power, or having Democrats in office who don't even use their power to protect us against the abuse. But once again, salute to AOC. She stepped up and explained to the people that the solution Biden and the Dem leaders must offer can't just be one of voting. Can we listen to her, please?
It's gonna get worse. So long as a party, especially a Democratic Party, thinks that there is some level of horror that is going to convince Republicans to change their mind, like, so long as they're banked on that, like, this is going to keep happening. And when you look at people like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, I mean, people aren't stupid, man. Look at the reporting, look at the disclosures. It's really not hard to put A and B together. There's a lot of people in here that are not working for you. This is a seat of power that the public entrusts to certain individuals. A lot of the times, you know, a lot of these decisions are made by default, and we can't be making them by default.
That just hearing her as a Democrat calling out the Democrats that we know are the problem, like Joe Manchin, dropping the clues bombs for AOC. Thank you, AOC. But this is the part that really made me feel sane, when she discussed why saying just vote isn't enough. Listen.
Yes, go vote. Voting is important. but it is necessary, but not sufficient. You feel me? Voting is necessary, but not sufficient. And so just telling people in general to like go vote in a vague way is not helpful.
Thank you.
Where we need to vote, what races are most important, what seats we need to protect, where we need to flip, that matters. But then also, you know, what we're doing on the ground, grassroots organizing, etc., what is available, and also what options are available to us between now and November, so that we're not just shrugging our shoulders for 5 months and waiting to see where the wind blows in an election, but that we're actually giving people reasons, motivations, etc.
Yes.
To vote.
Yes, thank you, AOC. See, nobody takes me serious because I have a lisp, all right? But just when I think I'm going insane, here she comes speaking truth to power. All right. AOC also said we should really consider impeachment for Supreme Court judges. All right. That's a plan because we don't vote for Supreme Court judges. So if they did something wrong, lying under oath, then that's a reason to get them up out of here. But all of those are plans. And I'm glad AOC has some because I don't. Please give those five Supreme Court judges who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade the biggest hee-haw. Matter of fact, let Remy Ma give him the biggest hee-haw. I ain't heard Remy all week.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
All right.
And it's not going to stop with abortion, people. I'm trying to tell you right now. You see what the things that they're already talking about rolling back, all right? Everything from same-sex marriage, they want to take us back to segregated schools. Clarence Thomas said he wants to make sodomy illegal. He wants them to even just look at it. He wants to make sodomy illegal. What has anal sex ever done to Clarence Thomas?
We don't know. All right.
Well, hit the fart, Ray. Come on, man. You know, now's not the time. Okay, never mind. You don't want to be like the BET Awards. Hit sound effects at the most inopportune times. Why did BET play gunshots during the when they said rest in peace to everybody we lost to gun violence?
Well, who was the first person they said rest in peace to?
The Roe v. Wade. And then Young Dolph. But why did they play gunshots before and after they announced, they said, rest in peace to everybody, we lost the gun violence. Why?
Didn't make sense.
I didn't even hear that part.
All right. Well, let's open up the phone lines. Last night was the BET Awards. Did you watch it? What were your thoughts? 800-585-1051. Of course, they had a huge tribute to Diddy, which is pretty dope. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about it when we come back, all right? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about the BET Awards last night.
What happened?
We're just asking, getting people's opinion, what their thoughts. I thought the performances were great. I think Money Long killed it.
I didn't see Money Long.
Loved how it came out and it looked like you didn't know what that dress was, and then you realized it was people.
Yeah, she killed it. She had a dress that was made up of people. You got to see.
They were like
dead people?
Now real people. And then the dress started. It was dope. It was very creative.
And she had a dress.
She's got an
people.
Amazing voice.
You got to just see it. It was dope.
I think some of the guest appearances that we didn't expect were really exciting, like to see Lil Wayne and Brandy with Jack Harlow, to see
Mariah Carey
come out with Latto. That was dope.
Young Dirty Bastard.
His name is Black Harlow. Mm-hmm. Why was Young Dirty Bastard? I saw them announcing him that he was going to be there.
Because with Latto, with the the Fantasy remix.
He performed. Like,
he did the part that was Dirty's part.
He did that
part. That's dope.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
And so I also feel like Taraji did a great job as a host for the second year in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to
her. Taraji don't miss.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of some of the other highlights. But
Chloe
killed it.
Chloe killed it too.
Yeah, Chloe always. I was looking forward to that. But I hated that they did that after Diddy. Puff got his Lifetime Achievement
Award. Yeah, that didn't make
award.
No sense. I feel like the Lifetime Achievement Award should have been at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe Lifetime Achievement Award, then you do Album of the Year, maybe. That's it, but it shouldn't have been no performances or nothing after
Lizzo
that.
Lizzo opened it up.
Yeah, Lizzo killed it.
And her dances are amazing.
Sean performed last night. Sean was dope.
I like the political remix version of Bad Boys.
Yep.
I enjoy seeing Janelle Monáe. I love her.
She didn't perform, did she?
No, but she came out and gave an award. But she looked great, and she also of course, it is Pride Month, so she also shouted out everybody from the LGBTQ community.
And she said F the whole Supreme Court, which isn't fair. And the reason it's not fair is because it was five judges who voted to overturn Roe v. Wade. Because you got to think, once Ketanji Brown Jackson comes on the court, even though it's still going to be a 6-3 conservative majority, you're not going to say F the whole Supreme Court when she's on.
And was the Diddy tribute like 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
Diddy said he'll pay for there to be no commercials.
Because Babyface spoke for a long time.
He was like, I'll pay for it.
Kanye spoke for a long time.
I felt bad for Diddy, man. I always feel bad for Diddy, though, because I just can only imagine the levels of grief that, you know, he's going through. And I was even thinking about that last night as he was performing. I'm like, damn, you know how many artists can't even perform with Diddy because they're not here?
Craig Mack,
Black Rob. Big. Like, that's wild. You know what I mean? And then, you know, when you see the Uptown Records banner come out and you think, man, Andre Harrell's not here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
Let's go to the phone line.
Always send them Diddy healing energy.
Sharice.
Hello.
What did you think of the BET Awards last night?
So the awards were amazing overall, right? I think they really put on, the timing was a little bit crazy, but I figured they'll work that out over the next few years. My biggest part that I loved was, of course, the Puffy tribute. Not Diddy, the Puffy tribute, because he's Puffy. Mary could have came a little bit stronger, but listen.
Don't be disrespecting the queen.
Who had ants in their pants?
Who
are you talking about?
The dude with Jodeci. Who was that guy? That was not Devontae. That was not Dalvin. Who was that man that could not?
You know what's so funny?
Casey JoJo and
no, I thought it was Casey JoJo and Dalvin. My wife asked me the same thing. My wife was like, "Who is that in the middle?"
Yeah, because I was like, "That's Dalvin." Different.
That wasn't Dalvin.
God, listen,
not with all that energy. We all the same age, y'all. Not with all that
energy. You see, he was excited to be there, but I really hate when y'all say people don't look the same. It's been 30 years. We're old.
What was he doing?
I didn't see him moving around that much.
Yeah, what was he doing?
Listen, rewatch it.
I'm gonna look at that again.
Look at that again, because I was like, who is that? And you can never.
Yeah, that it says Casey, Devontae, and JoJo.
And
yeah, it was Devontae.
Devontae got a little extra swing last night. Okay, so, and then Uncle Charlotte, I just wanted to answer your question from my perspective, the gunshots.
Yes.
So when you think about it, the way that the names appeared, they each started to appear slowly with a gunshot. Then it went off like automatic weapons, like what killed all those people.
That wasn't appropriate. I'm a radio guy. You got to know when to hit certain sound effects. That ain't what...
It wasn't appropriate, but I'm telling you, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. BET lost me with that one. And I couldn't believe what I heard. I was like, yo, did they just play gunshots?
I thought so, too. 800-585-1051. Nobody gonna talk about Young Miami, her son?
Man. What about the commercials for Cardi B? It looks like she's putting out a new single.
Yeah, this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B got an unlimited budget with Atlantic Records.
Yeah, she did. That commercial was on like 4 or 5 times.
I saw it back to back.
Wait, they got a whole commercial for the single. I love it.
What's crazy is I saw the commercial on social media first. That's the wild part. That's how I knew it was a Cardi B commercial. Because I saw it on social media first and I saw it come on TV and I'm like, damn. But yeah, salute to Young Miami. Young Miami, Charlamagne and Tupac care if don't nobody else care. I appreciate your sign-making abilities. You know what I mean? You held that. Now you know how it feels to be a Dallas Cowboy fan. To be rooting for somebody and they don't show you no love back. Right? That's how it feels to be a Dallas Cowboy fan, Young Miami. All right?
800-585-1051. We're talking to BET Awards. What were your thoughts? It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know when
call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club top.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Now we're talking the BET Awards last night, Coach's biggest night. Performances, I seen Lizzo, of course, Lotto, Diddy, Chloe. Who else performed last night?
Kirk Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else I'm missing? Oh, Chance the Rapper killed it. Chance the Rapper.
And Joey Badass. Yeah,
I missed that too.
You missed that?
Yeah,
they have a new single together. That's also like an artwork.
Yeah, that was
single.
Really, really dope.
Well, I heard that song, but I was in and out because my daughter had a Sweet 16 party she attended last night. So I was playing Uber during the middle of the BET Awards.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Brad from Newark, New Jersey.
Brad from Newark, what up, bro?
I'm good. How are you, brother?
Good, good, good.
Oh, and Dochi's performance. I just want to say that one last thing.
Oh, Dochi killed it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she killed it,
I've never seen her perform before, But she slayed it last night.
Don't you kill it. She ain't coming to play last night. Yeah, what you think of BET Awards, brother?
I think the same thing I think about all our award shows. I think it's a reprieve from real life, and I think we need to get back to what really matters, like simple stuff. Like, how does Justin Bieber win at a black entertainment show? Like, how does that happen?
Well, that was WizKid's song. Justin Bieber was featured on it with Tim's.
So I'm sure you're mad at Black Hollow for bringing out Brandy, huh?
Man, I'm not even mad at all. What angers me is the fact that we have so much going on in our community, like you were just talking about with Roe v. Wade and all these different things and the issues that matter. We get distracted with these platforms.
Well, I feel like really... they talked about that a lot throughout the night, too.
I was confused about the Justin Timberlake, too, because he's not on the...
Justin Bieber,
because he's not on the regular version.
He's on the remix.
He's on the remix. But
that's the song that was nominated for collaboration.
But the collaboration should have been Tim's and WizKid, right?
I will say to this brother's point, I did feel like if they were going to have, you know, people make, political stances, of course, you can't, you know, script everything. But I just wish that some of these people would have thought out what they wanted to say a little bit better when they spoke out against the Supreme Court.
Did y'all see Juvenile perform in the pre-show at Saucy Santana?
No.
Yeah, I didn't see the pre-show.
Yeah, Juvenile killed it. Saucy killed it.
Saucy was backing that ass up?
Yep.
I saw Saucy performing with Madonna. Did you see that?
I saw that.
Material Girl. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that was the BET Awards. I said, I'm so mad I didn't make it. Every year I go out there and I get to do the red carpet. I get to do something. But this weekend was my
birthday.
They had
Terrence J and Pretty V.
And Pretty V.
Holding it down. Pretty V held it down. Her and Rick Ross had a great moment that went viral.
Mm-hmm. But we got rumors on the way, Easy.
Yes, and Elon Musk is getting sued for $258 billion. We'll tell you why.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Elon Musk is being sued for $258 billion, and that is allegedly for defrauding crypto investors in his Dogecoin pyramid scheme. Now, according to Keith Johnson, he is saying that he's an American citizen who was defrauded out of money by the defendant's Dogecoin crypto pyramid scheme. He's expected to represent a class of investors who lost money from trading Dogecoin since April 2019. He is seeking $86 billion in damages, as well as triple damages of $172 billion. He also wants an order blocking Elon Musk and his influential companies from promoting Dogecoin and declaring that Dogecoin trading constitutes gambling under U.S. and New York law.
That's interesting because I doubt Elon was trying to get over on him, but just like, you know, a majority of a lot of people, they believe in crypto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they were just bringing people in on something that they believed in.
But you know, the problem is that sometimes people promote something and use celebrities to promote something,
mm-hmm,
knowing that they're going to just sell it off and then exit, and then people are out of money because
absolutely,
the value goes down.
But that's what I'm saying. That's not Elon's fault.
That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Well, it is if he knew it and did it on purpose.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that we don't know.
Yeah, there's so many people that jumped into crypto early and was trying to get so many other people to get involved in crypto. I highly doubt they all were scamming.
Right. So according to the lawsuit, it includes accusations of Elon Musk gathering the support of celebrities, influencers, and billionaire investors to boost the price, trading volume, and market cap of Dogecoin.
I wonder if that's going to happen with other things like NFTs. Because remember, a lot of the language around NFTs early on was if you buy these things, they'll appreciate in value. So yep. What if you spent a bunch of money and then it flopped?
Yeah, I think it's only if you purposefully do it because it's always a risk, right? But just like with trading in the stock market, certain things you can't do. There's got to be limitations. You can't get a bunch of people to say this is what you need to invest in knowing that you're going to sell it off. All right, now, Caesar from Black Ink Crew, VH1... fired him after a video surfaced of him allegedly abusing dogs, and now he's saying the whole thing was a setup. Here's what he had to say about that leaked footage.
I came home, my dogs was attacking each other. I don't mean like the regular just play fighting. I mean like they was going for each other's necks, basically trying to kill each other.
Right.
I separate the dogs. Now, one of the dogs attacked me. What I did was open the garage door trying to de-escalate it, but I was nervous and I was scared. So at the end of the day, I was trying to back the dog down. I was honestly trying to scare him. And not one time was I trying to abuse this dog. All I was trying to do was get him back in his cage. I'm not gonna make no excuses for myself. I should have behaved better, but that's not me with being cruel to animals or anything like that. What I did was a mistake, and that was just it.
Here's what he had to say about getting fired.
How did you find out? Where were you when you found out that you were fired from the show?
It's funny, I was in the shop. I was in the shop and I seen it on Instagram. And everybody kept hitting me. I started getting loud death threats, and I am scared for my safety. Like, this is some way because I something that I take lightly. Like, this is something very serious.
All right. I don't know if you guys saw that video footage, but that is his statement.
Did he hit the dog with a chair? That's what I thought.
Yeah, he's trying to say that he was trying to separate them because they were fighting each other. His reasoning.
Were they fighting
for that video?
When he
I didn't see that part. I didn't see that part. All right, now Kendrick Lamar closed out his performance in Glastonbury with an impassioned message about the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Here's what he had to say.
Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed for women's rights. They judge you, they judge Christ. Godspeed for women's rights. They judge.
And Megan Thee Stallion also was at that festival, and here's what she had to say.
To call out these stupid-ass men, I mean, goddamn, what else you want? Texas really embarrassing me right now, y'all know that's my home state. And I want to have it on the record that the motherfucking hot girls and the hot boys do not support this bullshit that y'all campaigning for. My body, my motherfucking choice.
Stupid ass men and a stupid ass woman, because Amy Coney Barrett.
All right,
is a Supreme Court judge.
And people are mad at Michael Jordan for turning down these kids who wanted an autograph. Well, they wanted a photo with him. And here's what happened when they were filming him. They were surprised to see Michael Jordan coming out, going to get in his car in a parking garage. And here's what happened.
We finna see LaMelo Ball. That's not LaMelo.
But it's Michael Jordan! Michael Jordan! Can I get a pic? Huh? Michael Jordan! Where LaMelo at? Michael!
So they were people were mad on social media that Michael Jordan's like, put that ish down. Put that ish down and declined to take a picture.
Why are they mad? Because Michael Jordan didn't feel like being bothered. Like, we have all these conversations about boundaries and respecting people's space, and you know, I told y'all, for me, 2022 is about the year of boundaries. So now, when this man puts up a boundary, you're upset.
I also feel like in a garage where no one else is around.
Yes,
I don't care who it is. 59
years old, and I ain't got no security with me. I didn't see no security with Michael.
I saw him walking by himself to a car, and you know, that could turn into something way more.
He might have had a meeting. He might have had to get a conference call. He might have had to run upstairs.
The next thing you know, 1,000 people come. Everybody wants a picture.
He's also not entitled to take a picture with anybody. We cannot have these conversations about having boundaries and setting our boundaries. And then when somebody sets a boundary, we're mad at them. I don't care who it is.
But it is nice, and I do appreciate when people do go out of their way, you know, to do that. But you're not expected to. You don't have to.
There's no obligation.
But it's nice when people do.
That's right.
All right, and that is your rumor report.
And we don't know what people be having going on. Like, you don't know what that man is.
That's what I'm saying. He kind of had to run
doing.
Upstairs. He might have been
you don't
late.
Know what his mood is, what his mind state is. Like stop that.
Well, think of how many times that somebody asked us for something and we're running in the building, running late.
I don't even think we should bring ourselves in this conversation. We were just talking about Michael Jordan, sir. I don't know why.
I'm just saying that sometimes you
know. I cannot relate to what Michael Jordan goes through in this situation.
Sometimes when you run it,
I'm glad
you
think that highly of yourself.
I do.
I know my place in the ecosystem.
I have confidence.
And it is not with Michael Jeffrey Jordan. All I'm saying is all humans deserve to have boundaries.
All right. Well, the People's Choice mix is up next. Thank you for that rumor report, Yeezy. Don't forget my car show, July 9th. That's in 2 weeks, all right? Celebrity cars from 50 Cent, of course.
Killer
Mike.
Can you just have a car show?
That's right.
You having car shows like babies. I don't know what you've had more of.
I am having 6 this year. That is right. That is a good thing. I'm doing one in Atlanta. So Carlos Miller, shout to him. He's gonna
Los.
He got a rack of cars. Killer Mike is coming with some cars.
Mike.
One B, Jeezy, Fifth, so many people.
You got to hit Duval
up. 2 Chainz, Ross. Duval got cars out in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Okay. Duval!
Duval, bring the dunk out.
All right.
Bring his donk out.
Bring his donk out.
He got a don't.
Y'all know exactly what I said.
I never paid attention.
But don't forget, yes, kids five and
Florida
under.
Florida know what I'm talking
hopefully
about.
Hopefully they don't make it illegal for you guys.
Kids five and under.
Florida know
free.
What I'm talking about.
And I'm going to see if I could get Lil Duval's dunk to come as well.
Yep. Hey, I didn't know you could do that.
It's the People's Choice Mix. Let's go.
We can't have anything.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
A great night's sleep starts at Mattress Firm this summer. Right now, Mattress Firm is giving you a chance to win your dream bedroom suite, valued up to $2,500, plus $1,000 cash. To enter and view official rules, visit breakfastclubonline.com. Tell them I need my
bachelor. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Welcome back, Charlamagne.
Yeah, man. I really do want to salute AOC. And the reason I want to salute AOC is because, you know, a lot of us pay attention to what's going on, and we just really don't understand it. Like, we really don't understand what the hell is happening, why Democrats don't, you know, move on certain things, why they're such cowards, why they're so it's a lot of inaction is basically what I'm trying to say in regards to them. So it was just really, you know, good to see AOC step out as a real leader this weekend and make me feel sane by saying all of that just vote rhetoric is not enough. Like, that's what Democrats always lean on. Just vote, just vote, just vote. And it's like, yo, y'all in power now. What can be done now? So to see her have a plan other than, you know, just screaming out just vote, I really respect her for that. So salute to AOC.
All right.
And anybody that's just as confused as me and trying to figure out why they don't move the way they need to move, just go check out some of the things AOC has been saying this weekend.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. All right, it's time to get up out of here, Charlamagne. You got a positive note?
I do. It's really just more of like a reminder, you know what I mean? Because I just find it amazing that your body, your actual body, can literally reject someone's energy, okay? People will give you anxiety, bad vibes. I just want to tell everybody out there on this Monday, listen to your body. Listen to your body.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Y'all finished or y'all done?
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.